שם שכח למלך, עולם ישראל, עולם היה לישראל, ואת השמע לכאילו דברי הנשם. כאילו מה השם שם, קראתי שרושו אמר לי לישראל אשר שום לי בדרך, ובעלי שם ישראל. So many questions. First of all, the meaning of the Shvad means to start with Posi Kalifor. The meaning of Ashkenazi means to start with Posi Pace. And I think, not only Greece, but Lozhin Ogri Shivas New York, the meaning is like the Shvad, to start with Posi Kalifor. Why? Because the mitzvah of Mohammed HaMolech is primarily incumbent upon the Melech. The law in Sanhedrin that God says, Sholish mitzvahs mitzvah Yisrael. Rinni Yisrael le'melech, Rinni v'sabchiro, v'imcheis v'hach v'zar shalom. So first we have to be meaning of, and second we have to be b'nei b'sabchiro. Third, we have to be kind to mitzvah. And the Arayim says that the mitzvah is primarily incumbent upon the melech. If there is no melech, there is no mitzvah. No mitzvah. But the melech is mechuyev to mobilize Am Yisrael that he should start the war. So the melech seems is primarily incumbent upon the melech, so we have to start with Pasikal. Right. Now, then, next question. It's not a question, it's just an explanation. How do they do it in Yeshiva here? They start with Pasuk Aleph or they start with Pasuk Beit? Pasuk Beit, like all sinners. Kei Omar Hashem's voice. Bokariti, my father was alive, so we start with Pasuk Aleph. Kei Omar Hashem's voice. Bokariti, no, I'm not so saying that. Bokariti, Shaosamolik, in the soil, Ashosomri, like the Rehabalis, and so on. So the question arises, why was it necessary to repeat it? From Hashem, is it necessary to be, to a tzivah novi, to be retired, the mitzvah of tzivah? Is it the tzivah of the mitzvah? So here too, Machias HaMolek is the mitzvah. The answer is, the Priska Ob, and it's a parallel, the Priska Ob doesn't mention it. As the Rambam, the Akdomet Pio Shamish, the Yisroi, he said, but the Priska Or, the title, the Kibushi, and Torah, and he in the Suvi, says that the Mitzvah of Mechias Amorei only takes effect if the Novi comes and says, Ki Oma Hashem, Leich V'Hachrei Zarishon. Why? Now the Brisk Rav says the Moker is in the Pasuk in the Torah. In other words, in order to make him a Hom against Amalek, so there has to be Tzivashe. The Swune says that. The Brisk Rav doesn't mention it. The Swune doesn't spell it out, but the Rambam Pirshamishin. So in the Akdomet Pirshamishin, the Torah spells it out explicitly. And we understand this Rasulah. Because Melchemes Amolek is a Melchomer of Nekomet. The Gemara says in Brachas, Tein lo Nekomer Shemitno Bishtei Eishis. Keil Nekomet Hashem. So in other words, Nekomet Ishayach only to Rebbe Nekomet. How can human beings take Nekomet? I mean, it's a terrible thing. Now, and there is, and I have another question. In Yema times, let's say tomorrow, when the Gotria reads my cup, when it comes to a person, Hashem and Hashem, Kirachum Bechano Merachapayim, Rav Chesed Yemes. So, Vinaki, but then it continues the person. Lo Yinaki, take it up in Ovish, Havoy Moshreishim, Al Beinu Yisrenu. So, the Valkyria pauses for a minute and holds to give an opportunity to Tzibo to say it again, but the Tzibo doesn't say it all. They stop at night. Kalba Tuna, you don't say. But Morin Borges in Gila says, our Sukhi will pass to me, shall we pass to me? We are not allowed to quote part of the Kosovo. That's why, you know, you see how you find the Kiddush of Friday night. Vayera vay vayka limashi. Who has my mom? So, Reb Chaim didn't say it. Because if he, Vayera vay vayka limashi, she is the conclusion of the preceding post. So you obey there, either an Isha Dreis or a Boris Israel, or yes.
Doesn't the Mishnah Berurah mention to quote the entire passage beforehand by Vayera? So doesn't
Mishnah Berurah give an agent to quote the entire that's book? That's right. You know, it's overcome this problem. But there is no such thing. The I know of criminals. Maybe they are Jews who comply with the Mishnah Berurah. One minute is that they don't say that you have a Mishnah Berurah. Another minute is they say that you have a Mishnah Berurah silently. And they must be allowed. The other minute, the sound minute, the minute of Mishidas, the Vayachula Shemayim was also, and not to be able to be Israel of Kotsuke, they pass to me, shall they pass to you. But if you do it like Mishidas, it's fine. I'm sure there are many Jews who do it like Mishidas. Those who are broken Mishidas. Many Jews that are not broken Mishidas.
From Vayahu
Mishidas.
What? From Vayahu Mishidas.
What is it?
From
Bayar,
we'll
go to Sparsha. Yeah, yeah. Bayar, the team has a course, also the team made. Bayar, and by the way, Kayima. That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
And that's why?
Yeah. So the question is, how is it that we have this soil is out of Ashkenazi throughout the years that the Tzibo, that the Chad, the Tafriya process, and give, thereby giving an opportunity to the Tzibo to say it with him, but the Tzibo stopped him. The answer is, why does the Tzibo say, Vayavar Adishem, Malkono, Vayik Adishem, Shem, based upon the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that it has a lager. Shem Yisati, Hakos Boho, Kishleachsi, Ikoma, so, Shevona is in Tube Yasu Kisir Haseva Nimechle. That's the mockery for the minute that the Shvech Sibu at night, even for my representative towers. But can there be towers in there at night? Night there is no, there is no Mr. Sisus. But the Shvech Sibu has to be there at towers. At night. At night. See, I mean, here you don't have towers to protect you. If you have the towers, the Shvech Sibu comes for the honor to put on the towers. But you don't have it, it's not a field. It's just a minute. It's a minute. From Mele, since it's a minute of Tshuva, Tshuva is only Shaya, the Zeya of Parsha Hibbaychi, says that the control who has two minutes, two ethical attitudes, two categories of ethical attitudes. On one end, he has neither the secret in me, ethical attributes and the right side, so to speak, of the Kalayot. And on the other hand, the Rabbein Shalom has ethical attitudes of neither the secret in this way, and the left side, on the Kabbalah. How the child say right side, left side. The moral idea says that's one of the within which in the middle of the wind of the snail, the raven, in the wind of the rochen, the Torah says, the Mishra Zachira from the whole, so it is to be interpreted figuratively, not Chasm Sholem, literally. And that's one of the dim ritual. The Rambam says, if somebody says to the Rishons about who is me, and arrive to his Masi, so it's not Chasm Sholem. Masi is such a repugnant idea. What he says is an honest. With me, a voice, and a shabshi, with me, pashtus, and me, Nisiya Natoshis and Shapshis is a bas. There are two girses. The girse in each room is the Lama Callers in each ballet, Harvey, ballet, Afro Pisha, Ika, Hayamunaka, Mikomoki, Hamanin was it, the play, Shuti Amikois, Vilesia, the play at Hoshis, Hamshashis, Sadas, the Nikon. Our DLC is very shocking. While they have been plumber callers and women, while they have been hearing the taking of men, hope was a muscle. Who are the guilty men? So Samir says that the men here is not a comparison, but it's like each men will never, not a comparison. One from the midst of us, have a feeling the table not has been shown in men, greater tabichi and greater building than I know has been shown. But from our midst, good Jews who are very sincere, but their intellectual capacity is not so great. So they believe that Kipchute is so they understand. So they understand. So that's leaders in the city. So that the Danish of Iran has leaders in the city in me and leaders in the city in me. So leaders in the city in me, Harachom, Chamon, Harachayim, Rav Chesedem, and these are the leaders to which the Danish Iran is constantly because if you would be comfortable to be because these leaders of Bach has compassion and generosity and tolerance and forgiveness, so then the world would exist even for one moment. The world would every minute of the day revert back to Taylor Vale because there is so much of there is so much violence, so much robbery, so much theft, so much tyranny, so much aggression, and so much adultery, and so much impurity, homosexuality, and lesbianism, and whatnot. But regularly the Danish Shalom is because leaders of Sitadini, but sometimes the Rebbeinu Shalom in his infinite wisdom takes notice of the fact that if he's going to have recourse to the leaders of Sitadini, so that the world at large will never attain his goal, and the human being especially will never attain his goal, because he will get us a day. So then the Rebbeinu Shalom decides, so to speak, to Nisya Das, for instance. But the Rebbeinu Shalom does not decree there should be Holocaust. The Rebbeinu Shalom never decreed directly, let there be a mob, let there be a chum bayis rishon, let there be a chum bayis sheni, let there be a pogrom. The Rebbeinu Shalom never decrees directly, let this person die this and this day. But Rish Hashanah, he could save him and save him. He could have saved him. So
how come there are punishments that are needed?
Okay, 1 second. So the Tzvira Meir has a pirush on over 5 years. And it's a brilliant pirush, but especially brilliant is the pirush by the Chavisdash. You see the summation result. Aneha is called Tzvira Meir. The Pasuk Aneha, the young is there. The P.L. Young, Lucy, Tzvira,
Yaakov Melissa? Yaakov Melissa?
The Nishiv is the Chavidah.
On Pagimayim?
Pagimayim is not on Aneha. Aneha is Tzvira Meir. Pagimayim is the Alamah. And Shashirim, or Luz, I don't know, or Melissester, I don't know. Tzvira Meir is the parish of the Chavidas and Sivis, the nation of Israel, and the P.L. Yom is the Tzvira Reza. So he raises the question, how is it that the Oy Shiva is mentioned the Torah, and good is mentioned, listen, either yearly, I should say, or Mepiyon, we should say, or Rabbat. So, Hamzah says that you can't do it. There is physical and material, in other words, poverty, poverty, death, sickness, cancer, stroke, heart failure, diabetes, and then there is ethical, bloodshed, violence, abuse, broken, sexuality, everything. So, as far as ethical, and there is ethical truth, let's say mitzvah, generosity, kedusha, tarek, and there is physical and material good, prosperity, health, nachas of children, influence. So as far as ethical good or ethical evil is concerned, so that is never the truth. However, in regard to physical and material good, so if a certain person is overtaken by prosperity, he directly decreed that he is wrong. But as far as physical and material evil is concerned, if a person becomes sick or dies, or is poor, is exposed to a lot of humiliation and discrimination and problems, does not agree. But the Rebbe Nishon, so to speak, he said that if a certain person deserves that, if a certain person deserves a stroke, so the Havayochol, so to speak, he said that for a moment, so nearly the elements of nature start running the circle. Because when the Rebbe Nishon created the world at large, he did not create it in a fully created form. Left a substantial chaotic and destructive zone that is mentioned by the Christine and the rest. I shall go all the king asses. Why does the Torah say, I shall go all the king also? The answer is, all the king also would mean the world is fully created. There is nothing for men to do. But there is a very substantial, there are many substantial of chaotic and destructive forces in nature. There are earthquakes, there are floods. In Japan, you had like only a month ago a terrible earthquake, and there were many casualties. In California, you have every Monday and Thursday, you have earthquakes, floods. Now, a curious observation is, according to all the meteorologists, so Eretz Yisrael has the same meteorological attribute as California. Same thing. On the map you can see it. It is equally removed from the equator as Eretz Yisrael is removed from the equator. Still, in California you have it. So often earthquakes and floods, and now to follow the last earthquake that took place was 200 years ago in Tzvas, where a number of Talmidei HaKor perished. Pasa Shulchan's wife and five children perished. She remained alive. She remarried and we had many other children. But since the time there was not an earthquake in Ephraim. Why? Because any Hashem feels Hashem Radakas Hashem. There is a special Hashgacha point. But the Rebbe Nishon does not decree directly that the person should be. But if he deserves a punishment, so then the Rebbe Nishon, so to speak, is the advice. So that's how the Yeshivas explained the Pasuk, the Piriyeim, now, when Elisha parted from his Rebbe, from his Master Yoel, so he said to him, V'yitim v'yieli b'shnai milcha, double of your spirit. What does it mean, double of your spirit? Radakli, in Lombes, he shall have to say, two times as long as Boki, as the other from the one. One time as Hochen, as Boki, in the camp. Thor, and another from Hochen, as Boki, Thor, in the camp in the Mitzvah. So we say, from Hochen, as Boki, Thor, in the camp in the Mitzvah, is twice as much as Boki, as a person. Rabbi, when you say such a ridiculous thing, Yishaya has 66 pockets, and the body hair is never one pair. So Yishaya was 66 times as big enough as the body. Nonsense. Rabbi is going to under the Danish law, reveals himself. What difference does it make? How many times does the Danish law reveal himself? Whether 66 times or once? So what is the Pshat Yishnayim Ruach? So the Radak made that question. So he said, Yishmati Madin Yehobi Meiris Ha. So Yishnayim Ruach doesn't mean double as big, twice as big enough. But it means the double spirit of Eliyahu. On one hand, Eliyahu was the candidate, Pinchas Eliyahu. He came the Kehani above. On the other hand, she is a Malach HaSholot. And with this, we dedicate a certain chair, and the Sandika sits on the chair. The chair was only listened well. Why? Because he is a Malach HaSholot. If in your Nech HaSholiach, it's a law and all, the game they had in their place, if you go to Sabani, you're born in Malach HaSholot. So the question is, he asked him, because a human being, even Bezim HaKodim Mishkasavos, has no right to emulate HaKodesh Baruch Hu in the midst of secrets, except when there is a Yerusha, like Shion Beishotach, in order to be Matzil, Klal Yisrael, from assimilation, and from demoralization. But otherwise, how does any human being, even there's not going to struggle to know when is the right thing? Because it needs the secret in me, so you understand? Because these are needs to which the Rebbeinu Shlomo has recourse every day and every night. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo is infinite wisdom, sometimes takes notice of the fact that if he's not going to see a das from the midst of Sitrimim, so the world at large, or the humanity at large, will not be able to attain its goal. But a human being, how can he know the right moment? And in respect to Pinchas, so Pinchas killed the Zimra, but the Salafa nation is Zimra. So still the Yerushalmi's Eder, Perek HaMishpatim, says that when Zimri killed Pinchas, so Rotsu Sanhedrin min Hadeis. Chutzpah. He kills a human being without Mabim, but he was not Chaydis, all around is not Chaydis. So, the Shemiz recalled, or Hakidosh, the nation of the Umbe, the Amoloi, Pinchol, the Rozo, Ben Arin, Hakim, Eishik, and Schamosim, Mark, Mishol. So then, they were not in Arin. The Raman Perish HaMishneh, in Sanhedrin, says, well, Arami is, if a canoe kills him, he's not high on his expense, he is not higher than Mishnah. So, the Misha Shizka, Esther from Misha Einstein, is missing. Why, and the Ram is Mashma is not higher than Mishnah, but is high, is a high. It's a big Mishnah. So, the Misha Einstein is the Tarek, because Misha Rabbeinu was there, and you witnessed it. And he blessed Misha Rabbeinu. Mishael HaBol HaKadosh. And Misha Rabbeinu told him, Kaini Dilgarte, in Lebe, Shluchai, what?
Avante.
So Mele, he did not have a right to kill him. But I can follow the stance. Now, Loch HaMish Sinai only says, that he's potter of Mises best, he's potter of Mises Mishamayim. But the hate he hates, because a human being cannot be something right now, unless he's guided by the will. So Isaiah says, there's the pshat in the person, who laid your mind, to mecho, to mecho, to ish chasidah. That's the say, the human being. What?
The master.
Master. Or email of it, or email it, that. Besecho.
This one of the other.
This one of the other. Besecho Vahit. Kishamu, Besecho.
Loyitzor.
What?
Loyitzor.
It's
called Loyitzor.
So it says, Borei Chadishem Chayret. Mish Rabbeinu prayed lady for his enemies, but it's a good midah. If he's guided by the Shri. But when he's not guided, so then he knows the right moment when he's hungry. But when he's not guided by the Shri, so it's a very bad meaning. Very bad meaning. I mean, this is the answer to all the fanatics in the Tricard, who might foolish of mind, but the fanatics crazy. They do something that is the antithesis of what they are aspiring to. They are aspiring to Botor Bias HaMashiach, that as Israel should be run to call the Botor. And what they do, there are many Afghan Jews, not even to speak of the Kinesh and Yishbo, who are looking for kill. But Afghan Jews, even the Torah, who become repelled, and they start gravitating against the fanatical work by the Mishvoyim, certainly a muted Mitzvah Kalafi. It has nothing to do with the leadership of Mitzvah Kalafi. Throw stone on cars for driving Shabbos. So they themselves on the Chal Shabbos, just like the drivers of the cars, the same way. Mishvoyim! Mamish Mishvoyim. Alright, so this is what Radak's father said, the Pshat. Now we can understand what the Rambam does.
So what does it mean of Vishnayim? What is Vishnayim?
To have the double spirit, to be an Isha Sholem primarily. But sometimes when they are guided by the Shekhinah, they meet how the Ni of Kanan.
Well, you're saying that's the left side of the Zohar with
yeah,
the Zohar?
Yeah, because that's emotion. Because when a person is not a left, when he writes with the right. But what function does the left end have? The left end also has a function. It has to hold the paper. That's why I have a problem. Either I write in the notebook, so it doesn't sleep, but when I have to sign my name and check, somebody has to hold the check for me, otherwise I wouldn't be able to sign, because I can't hold down the left hand. Then, but there's another function. Suppose he gets a dislocation of the right hand, and the doctor puts a cast to the right hand for a month, 2 months. So then he can't sleep the right hand right. So he's forced to write in the left hand. So that's Sitra Dismay, because usually the Rebbein Yisholem, as we call the Midas of Chacham, Chana, Chana, Chasidem, Zechas Lalof, so the Peshbach of all that. But when it takes notice that the human being or the humanity at large, the Jewish people, no matter to its goal, so then is Nisya Das, and not that he has recourse, but passively he has recourse, not actively, but passively. So he allows the elements of nature to understand. That's why the Rabbi says, "Kiyom Hashem Sukkot, from Kadosh Yisrael." If Hashem is there, all is inside. In other words, there's a Tziva Hashem, but without Tziva Hashem, if you kill a Molech, you are a Tzeach, and you're high above
Yisrael. So I don't understand. So are you saying he's passive or he's active?
Passive.
So why is he referring to the left side? What does that mean?
Because the left side is you only in an emergency situation.
Right, but when in those emergency situations, the left is not passive.
No, but the left only has a function in aiding the right hand.
That's not passive.
That's active.
That's active.
Yeah, all right.
So when you speak about that Hashem removes himself, that means he's removed his right side, is this all he's referring to?
Yeah, he makes the right side, so to speak, inactive.
And the left side becomes active?
The left side becomes by itself active. The elements of nature start to run the circle.
You're referring back to the left side, the elements of nature? So what does that have to do with the Nebuah of Pinchas, of Kanayas?
Because then the Rebbeinu Shlom knows when the right moment is. But the human being doesn't
right,
know.
Right, so when Hashem knows, then what happens?
So then, sometimes, he reveals that to a Navi, to Pinchas.
And then the Navi has
the Rishon.
And then the Navi can take action.
Of course, that's why it's contingent upon the Tzivash. Now, the pasuk doesn't say Koyom Hashem Tzvokis. So how does Hashem
Tzvokis? Wait, Rebbe. So in the case of Haman in the Megillah by Esther, when the Jews killed out the Goyim, did they kill out because they were killing a Malek?
No, it didn't come. But Mordechai had the Hachayish.
Was it Nebuah?
Yes, it was Nebuah.
Was Nebuah at that point?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
What?
That's right. That's right. It was Nebuah. You see, Roa Shor. You can't say, kill every warite. Haman himself was the leader. But all the 10 sons on that side.
It was through Nebuah that we said.
That's right. Roa Hakeish.
Why would you say it was Mechiyas HaMolech?
What?
Why would you say that the Eretz Yisrael was part of Mechiyas HaMolech?
It's not. It wasn't part of the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMolech, because there was no melech, and at that time there was no binyan b'sapchiro. I mean, so, but it's within the spirit of Mechiyas HaMolech, not within the letter of Mechiyas HaMolech, of the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMolech.
How did you answer the original question about why we stop in the middle of the Gidgul Midos with Tzibur?
Oh, so the answer is, because why do the Tzibur say Hashem Krishna? In order to tshuva. So tshuva is only on the things I am aware of, and I omitted to do. I didn't feel my ability. I didn't observe Shabbos, so I have to do tshuva. But so I'm the mitzvah of Sitradim, so there's a mitzvah of Achdutor, so I have to do tshuva. I'm mitzvah of Sitradim Shmeil, I'm not allowed to do it. I'm hate unless I'm guided by Sitradim. So how can I do tshuva? I'll be nice if Pesha or Pesha. I'll sure. Chatos, Chetol, Chatoi. But if it is Borei Hashem Chele, then I can do it.
So why is that explaining the stop in the middle of the pasuk?
What?
So why is that explaining the stop in the middle of the pasuk?
Because the tzibur has no right. The reason is why the tzibur says it is to symbolize the tshuva. And the tzibur has no right to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needed the seat of this man. So how then who is Shuvah? Now, the next question is, why does the Novi say Pokalitzi, Nazakha? Well, there's a very simple answer. There's a basic difference between Zoharti and Pokalitzi. Zoharti means Helman, he passed it. Pokalitzi doesn't mean just Helman. Pokalitzi means a combination of two things. I remember the past events, and I take notice of the first. But Shem Pokateso. So that was the Densho remembered the promise that the Densho made to Avon and Sor, to be Isovikol Hazar. At the same time, the Densho took notice of the fact that Sor is already 89 years old, and she still doesn't have a child. So the Densho, so to speak, combined the memory of the past event of Kibis, what you call Chazora, and the present event that so far nothing happened. She's still in a court. So then he decreed that Chor should conceive and have a child. So Shona Achere, she gave birth to this. That's the Pokalit. So that's Mufuresh in the Aftor, what Ravonu says, what the Rambam says to Pirish. In the Adome to Pirusha Mishnah and so on, that the mitzvah of Mechitz Molei is contingent upon Tzivah Novi. But if there is no Novi who comes and says, Hilochen Ba Molei, then if you kill an Amoleiki, so Yaritzeach, and the Chayim Mishnah Shomai, not Chayim Mishnah Besni, because Erik Akum is Potom Mishnah Besni, or Mishnah Shomai. Now, the next question is, when the Pasuk tells us, Yachsho was Amalek, Mechavilo Beyachashu, Asher Atom Yisrael, Vayi Kreses Agag, Merachmoy Kholi, Veskol Oom Hechrim Yitricho, Vayachme Yishol Yorom Alakot, Varmeit Abatsim Vavokot, Vanamishnim Alakot, Alkol Atom, and we overacted him of the Quran, Rochon, the leaves of the monies, Esi, Achri, Esor, Eva, Hashem, and Shmolein, the Hamti, the Achri, Esho, Lamelech, Limelech, Shor, Macharai, the Shmolei, Manichal, Shmuel, the Aziza, the Hashem, Korai, the Ashkin, Shmuel, Kasho, the Aker, Boshol HaKamel Odo Nimati Tuyot, that he said, I have air. I have a Shmuel Shol, I am only Shol, Boruch HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, Hakinesh is Hashem. I am a Shmuel, Metil HaTzin HaZeh Bozno, Metil HaKokash Unich HaShemeya, I am a Shmuel Shol, Matavei Tzim Yiyum, Asher Chom Al Oma, Metil HaTzin, אם השמור שם, הרי הרב, הרב, להגיד על החורש כל העשרים, ואיס אשר דיבר הנשמור להלום לו, ודיבר, לא ידבר, ואם השמור על קוט נתנים לאחור, וישיפתי ישראל לא טוב, ואני שכח על ישראל, לא יכול ישראל, אני שכח על ישראל, דרך ודיבר, לא יחלך, חמתו, סחתם סמול, ובריסק עוד מנשנס, the posik says the haram to is a chatoim is a chatoim only a chatoim was a chatoim chatoim means natechim not a rosh but one who is mushri who is addicted to chatoishis only the rishoim ramal but those who are willing to cover signs in the yach they are allowed to kill and the gabi zayin amin also the Sifri and the Mori in Seite says the man asher loi yachtiu eiso son lamei shimoso tshubo shemikabune so Rashi says osh tshubo means he's gaya but the Ramban and Rav Hashem say kabur zayin isim neyach and even in Rashi there is a machlekes between the two and shady. There is a pale rouge. Oh, I forgot. I'm Rashi, what? What? What?
Mizrahi.
And the other one, the Maral Nepok. The Mizrahi says, according to Rashi, it means he's got old deal Sedek. But the Maral Nepok says, Mizrahi means they became irritation. You know, the Kabbalah is still there. And the Morin Gittin says, Beferesh, the Yeshua Ba'asecho. So it says, Oin Tibur Shalabi, the Kichobim of Zainamini, She Eden Abis Chobim, Oin Tibur Shalabi, Abis Chobim, Zahar Yeshua Ba'asecho. So it's before. So that's it in Omachanus Mitzvah. In Amolek, and that's mentioned in the process of Kabbalah Shamolek, and it's mentioned in Gabzainami, in Manashiach, Melachdi Yisro, Lamei Chimeishin Chubo. The Yosedek is not Chubo. Makum is not Mechuyev to become a Yosedek. But only to become a Yosedek. All right. Now, then the next thing that has to be explained is האם השמור אדישו אלייך אגב מלך המלך וילך עליו אגב מאדם נשבעים אגב אוך אינסור מהרמול את סיסו יספייס יסור את יספייס וידי יתחסת so he had relief for a moment ואם השמור אל כששיק כל נושא לך באחור כנתיש כאן נושא מנחו וישא שלי שמור לסגור ולפני שמדור כמלואי איזה Shmuel said the business why he killed Agag, not because he was not the Malach of Amalek, but because he made many Jewish mothers childless. I suppose he made many Jewish mothers childless, he would have killed him. It was the mistake of the So without a little, a yenek, a little baby, doesn't kill any Jews. The answer is the Hadak and Chumash mentions the person Nazimo. In case he doesn't mention it, so he mentions in Everest, she calls Saini Yisrael, she also Chumash. Because we have made Israel in Asian Tube, Akhli Boruch Melchle, Chutz Mehele, Sheshof Kudam Israel, Domom Lonike, all the same in Israel who love to rape, who abused, who discriminated, and who hit and assaulted and ridiculed, so the made Israel in Asian Tube, so the Rebbeinu Shel Tov. But those who kill Jews because they are Jews, not they kill Jews because a certain Jew hurt them, harmed them, but because they're Jews like the Nazis. So the Rebbeinu Shel Tov never forgive them. And then the Hadak mentions the Chumash in Medrash, the Chachamim were mekabel a certain year. Then we found out that this Gera, before the Gera, was killed Jews. So the Chachamim was parallel, that he should be Chizah Usura Ara. So he was Chizah Usura Ara, and then his name was Nimcha Midech Yisrael. So that's why, because there is a loche that will kill Kri HaSholeh. What is in Kri HaSholeh? He offered them that they should be Kabudai Nisim Neach.
Thank you.
So,
good talk.
What? What?
Be a shalom to the Zion.
Oh, it's a shalom. What does it mean? Shalom, they should be a couple Zionists in there. And those Zionamim or Amalekim who are the couple Zionists in there, even though for 50 years they are Eva Zionists in there, they are Eva Abizorin, Galarayas, and Mishkat Shul, and Gezel, and Eva Nachai, Eva Amikabir, Nayin, Mikan Lahabo, to not to be there, even though it's Mahmashir. So then, they're not allowed to kill them. On the contrary, yes.
Rabbi, what about with Yehud HaRadan? The Emeritus became a Ger Tzedek.